You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
Someone tweeted me yesterday, and I actually almost responded because I wanted to give an A for effort. It was like trying to listen, but having issues. Like, it was some ridiculous technical
right,
issue.
Made up
you please send me all your bets. Oh, here, part one, I hope Fido makes it. Part two, listen to the podcast or you get nothing. Right. No bets for you. Next.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
I wish I still had zero idea of other people having an opinion about you and that affecting your decision making, where you could just literally pick a polka dot pants and a pink striped shirt and socks with unicorns on them, and I'm gonna pull them all the way up and I'm gonna wear a headband. It's I kind of want to do that.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
I got so thrown off there by what Bill just typed in the chat that I malfunctioned about the Fido line, making him popping him every time in the chat, meaning that he marks out for it. That's great. From the
part one, hope Fido feels better. Part two, the best part is part two actually was going to be something more profane if we were in podcast form, but because of the part two is, and also subscribe to You Better You Bet where you get your podcasts.
It's amazing how much more muted the show has become now, in that regard, that we're on
real ones remember season one. And I even telling stories about it, I would be forced to really alter the language that was used. It was just very.
But it's not even season one, Ken, a year ago, last football season.
Well, I just remember there were some season one moments. There was a detractor of the show or somebody in a chat when we obviously had even fewer people in the chat, obviously, because we've grown so much, and said something disparaging, and you basically stood up so only it was basically your chest down was on camera, and you screamed for them to do something, and it was extremely funny. And then I was just was completely caught off guard. I think we'd only been doing the show together for 3 months at that point. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was for way back in the day on season one. Yes. You Better You Bet. But yeah, now that we're in a terrestrial format, it's cleaned up quite a bit. You also get no curse words here on You Better You Bet. Just bets and sports and also clean language. Hour number three on a terrific Tuesday with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley here on the brilliant BetQL Network. 1 hour from now, it's Power Hour time, presented by our friends at Bet Rivers, featuring all our bets for tonight. 10 games in the National Hockey League. We got games in college hoops. We got games in the NBA. All sorts of good stuff coming up in the Power Hour. Tyler Morales joins us for his college basketball bets. 40 minutes from now, our pal Noobs is going to join us. Alex Christensen, NBA bets for tonight. 20 minutes from right now, a little NFL Coach of the Year talk. Guys, can we please stop talking about the old pieces of belief segment in the chat? Because I am just going to start laughing and I'm not going to be able to get through.
It's time for Nick's NFL.
I got texted randomly by one of my friends recently that he said they still say all the time, now I'm going to have to bleeping sweat this game out.
Right. Yeah.
It was one of the things. One of the sound.
It was delivered with such, now I'm going to have to sweat this game. I think it actually disconnected Nick for a second. All right.
Anyway. Well, and all of those sounders, by the way, that were in the Pieces of Bleep segment from back in the day on You Better You Bet, were taken from the Texans Saints game, which was week one Monday Night Football in 2019. So the gargoyle quarterback, I guess, was Drew Brees, right? It couldn't have been Deshaun Watson. It had to be Drew Brees.
All of them had to be taken from that game. I was thinking maybe you were doing a Giants recap. I feel like you were talking about Eli Manning when you did it.
Maybe.
But I remember all of the other lines, getting worked by Cam Jordan was one of the...
Yeah, it was Laramie Tunsil, who the Texans had just traded for, Bill O'Brien had just traded for, was getting worked by Cam Jordan.
I mean, why would you? We could have changed the imaging to update the bytes, but why would you? Why would you mess with something so great?
It really was with your bleeping gargoyle quarterback.
Gargoyle quarterback.
That's pretty good. All right, NFL coach of the year.
I'm gonna have to sweat this game.
Yes, you remember it too, like verbatim. I forgot about the backdoor part. Texas actually covered at the end, if memory serves correctly, on a long Deshaun Watson touchdown pass to Kenny Stills, 30-28. I want to say, Scott, can you look
that
up?
Like that.
So the Texans took the lead late, Watson to Stills, and then I think the Saints won on a Garrett Hartley. Was it Hartley or was it someone else at that point? Field goal literally as time expired or close to it. I want to say 30-28 was the final score of that game. In any event, let's turn our attention right now to college basketball.
Will Lutz, would have been him by then?
It was definitely Will Lutz. Yeah, it was not Garrett Hartley kicked when they won the Super Bowl. He's the first name I could remember. It was either him or Morton Anderson. I decided
John
to
Carney.
Go with Hartley.
Right.
Yeah, John Carney, who was kicking for the Chargers, I feel like, when I started watching football back in like 1990. All right, let's do some college basketball now. And to do that, we welcome into the program our pal Jim Root, who's on Twitter at Second Chance Points. Second, like the number two, and then ND, Chance Points. I writes for the Action Network of the Three-Man Weave. He was awesome when he came on with us in his maiden voyage, so we had to bring him back. Jim, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken, terrific Tuesday on the brilliant BetQL Network. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I felt like part of that intro that we need to not swear was a warning to me. It was like, all right, collectively, let's subliminally tell Jim he needs to behave.
No, and it was just, it was honestly, Jim, like, we probably should have gotten to you a few minutes sooner. We probably should have done that in the next segment, but we still have plenty of time to do college basketball. Not worried about you swearing. Honestly, not worried about either of us swearing. Nick and I have actually done a really good job somehow cleaning it up from season one. Nick, a real pro, obviously, and somehow I haven't swore yet. We'll see if that happens at some point. I want to get to one result from last night. Jim, obviously not a busy night, not many games. And, you know, you're like, wow, what is he going to ask me about? Like Towson, Kent State. But no, I mean, like Illinois, Iowa was actually like kind of an important game. And I think where Illinois goes from here too is very interesting. So Illinois wins 87-83, really high scoring game. They cover, they win the game outright. They were a small dog. And obviously injuries, a lot of problems. And remember, you know, this is a team with Io DeSumo, granted, last year, but entered the NCAA tournament last year as basically the second favorite, won the Big Ten tournament. Like, you couldn't find a hotter team in the country and brought a lot of those guys back. And for a lot of reasons, it hasn't worked. So where are you kind of at now on Illinois going forward, maybe as they get a little healthier and obviously as we head into Big Ten play?
Yeah, Illinois is confusing to me because I kind of think this version of them is really good. Like, this version that blew out Rutgers and won at Iowa. And this version doesn't include Andre Curbelo, who many people had like a top 25 player in the sport, breakout, potential dark horse All-American type guy. And he was bad when they lost at Marquette, and he kind of struggled in their neutral site stuff in Kansas City. So it's like, wait a second. Do they need to be kind of just telling him to take his time and going forward with this version? Because Alfonso Plummer, the Utah transfer, has been a total monster. He basically hasn't missed a three all season, it feels like. And they got Coburn back integrated in the middle. They're defending a little bit better, though Iowa put up plenty of points against them. I'm having a hard time figuring them out, just especially once Curbelo gets back, because he's sloppy with the ball, and I think he's kind of read some press clippings and feels like he needs to be that breakout star, when I think we're seeing now, the way they're playing, they don't need that. They just need him to kind of come in, manage the ship, and feed it to these other guys that are scoring like crazy, whether it's Plummer or Grandison. So it's going to be kind of an odd integration process for them as they go forward.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jim, I want to stay in the Big Ten. The new number one team in the country is Purdue, and the Boilermakers look absolutely awesome to this point in the season. At our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, Purdue is tied for the third shortest odds to win the national championship. Gonzaga, the favorite. Duke, the second favorite. And then UCLA and Purdue, both at plus 900. Is this like a buy point on Purdue? Like, is this wild that Purdue's at 9-1 here? Like, what do you make of the Boilermakers and their chances to cut down the nets in that first Monday in April?
I think Purdue rocks. I think they're justifiably top five right there in those odds, top three. If you buy them big time, then 9-1's probably your best bet to get them. I don't know that they're going to flounder so badly during Big Ten that they'll drop to like 15 or 20. So I wouldn't mind taking them now. I think the big question coming in was, all right, we know their bigs rock. They've got shooting, but are they going to have like kind of the killer instinct? And they didn't have it totally against Iowa because I think they got nervous. They knew the number one ranking was on the line. Iowa pressed them, and they were playing conservatively. But the standout feature for them is that Jaden Ivey has leapt into stardom, and I think there was a lot of hope for that preseason. But he and, going back to Curbelo from Illinois, these are the two sophomore guards. They were kind of inefficient as freshmen, but both were really hyped to launch into the stratosphere. And Curbelo has not taken that leap, but Ivey has. He's making threes. He's making great reads. He completely drives their transition attack, and they play a lot more up-tempo this year than they usually do, and it's purely because he is just like a wrecking ball when he gets going. So I think the fact that they have this game-changing guard is a little bit different than they've been in the past, and it makes them like a true national title contender, and I think they totally warrant the odds that they're at right now.
Jim, the favorite to win the national title, as Nick mentioned, Gonzaga. And, you know, every time we have a college basketball person on, or when Nick and I are talking about it, like, you know, Gonzaga deserves to be mentioned, obviously undefeated going to the title game last year, historically awesome. And we kind of figured this might be a team like that coming into the year. So they're plus 350 to win the national title at Bet Rivers. But worth noting, obviously, Saturday, sort of another, you know, toe stub. Basically, they lose to Alabama in a very high scoring game. This after losing to Duke in Vegas in an interesting game where they lose, but Duke didn't have Bancaro for like a lot of that game. So it kind of like a weird result, honestly. But Gonzaga already with two losses, and kind of interesting too that while they've been stumbling a little bit against really high level competition, their conference, which was an absolute walkover last year, might have some pretty good teams this year. Like BYU might be pretty good. St. Mary's might be pretty good. San Francisco might be pretty good. What are kind of some new reasonable expectations for this version of Gonzaga, you know, in terms of a win-loss record, in terms of a seed, now that we kind of see how the rest of their schedule is taking shape?
Yeah, I still think they're going to end up in really good shape, like sort of a top two seed in the tournament, like a one or two seed. I think they'll still win the WCC. KenPom's got them projected to go 26-4 right now. That feels right-ish to me. They got one more tough non-conference one with Texas Tech on a neutral, and then maybe they drop one or two in conference play. So I feel like that's reasonable. The thing they just need to spend the rest of the season figuring out is perimeter defense. I feel like they've gotten caught up by hard-driving guards, whether it was Alabama or like Wendell Moore for Duke really took advantage of them. Trevor Keels, too. Their guards just aren't that big on the wing, so they're smaller. Like Hickman and Salas, the freshmen, maybe they can help as they get more acclimated. But the defense is a little bit of a concern. The fact that Holmgren has given them a shot blocker helps, but it hasn't fully solved everything. Last year, they were just so good in transition, like the best transition team in the country. And now they've lost two games that were high-scoring, high-tempo affairs against Duke and Alabama. So it's like maybe they don't have that kind of invincible armor in transition anymore. And without that, they've got to rediscover a little bit more of a defensive identity. That's kind of a wait and see for me. I still think they're a top five team. I have them power rated number one still, like making spreads, but there's question marks here, and they're not as bulletproof at the top as they were before.
A couple more minutes here with Jim Rood at Second Chance Points on Twitter of the Action Network and the three-man weave talking college basketball with Nick and Ken. Terrific Tuesday on the brilliant BetQL Network here on You Better, You Bet. Jim, I know you have a couple games you want to get to tonight, so let's make sure we save time for those. So if you give us this answer in like 60 to 90 seconds, I want to group two conferences together here, looking at our show sponsor Bet Rivers earlier today in the futures market. Odds to win the SEC and the Big 12, and I think both of these conferences are fascinating because both have a lot of talent at the top and maybe a little difficult to pick a winner. So you tell me if any of these bets stick out. In the SEC, we got Kentucky as the favorite, minus 230, Bama at plus 400, Tennessee plus 500, Auburn at 7-1, Arkansas plus 750, Florida, who had a ridiculous loss last night to Texas Southern, at 9-1. And in the Big 12, Kansas plus 200, Baylor plus 225, and Texas plus 250. If you give us this answer in like 60 to 90 seconds, do any of those bets make any sense to you for the SEC or the Big 12 futures in conference play?
I'll start with the Big 12. I think Baylor's a good bet. Kansas has started to show some question marks a little bit. I mean, that Dayton loss was a little bit fluky, but I'm not as sold on them as I was in the preseason, whereas Baylor, I think, has proven that they're not really that much worse than they were last year. They've got a lot more switchability on defense with the freshmen that have come in, so I kind of lean their way. And then the SEC, I think you avoid the favorite. I don't like that price, but Tennessee or Alabama, I think, would be where I'd look for value down the board. Heck, even LSU. Like, LSU's played incredible defense this year, and I sort of buy it from a disruptive athletic standpoint. So I would look further down the board, especially in the SEC. If there's one team that you really, really like, whether it's Tennessee, LSU, or Bama, I think it's worth a gamble there because as good as Kentucky is, I'm not sure they're convincingly the favorite, especially at that price.
Jim, let's close with this. I know you like a couple games for tonight. Why don't you lay them out for us here in about 1 minute here, your favorite bets here on Tuesday night in college hoops.
All righty. Yeah, first two, or two of the two that I like. James Madison at home hosting Virginia. I think Virginia has gotten quite a bit of skepticism, and rightfully so this year, especially because their offense is just bad. It's hard to trust them as a favorite when they can't score. And this is like James Madison's Super Bowl. They've never beaten in-state big brother Virginia in their whole program history, sellout crowd. They're good this year. They're a top three team in the CAA. I think they can get it done. I think they win outright. +5 is great. So I'm all over the Dukes. And then the other one is Yale, minus 13 or so against Albany, depending on what you can see out there. Yale's been outclassed athletically by a few teams. That would be Auburn and a couple others, but that's not something Albany's going to do to them. They're back home. They've got a coaching advantage. They've got four really good guards that can all make plays, and they're not going to get beat up in the paint by Albany. So I think Yale, kind of a bounce back after that Auburn blowout, minus 13 will be a winner as well.
Jim, we appreciate it, man. Fantastic stuff here on You Better, You Bet. We want all our listeners and viewers to shoot Jim a follow on Twitter at Second Chance Points, but second with the number two and then ND, Second Chance Points, Action Network, and the three-man weave. Jim, good luck with the bets tonight. Good luck coming up this week, and we will catch up with you down the line here on You Better, You Bet.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys.
That's our pal Jim Root here joining us on the show. Going oppo on overnights. I don't know if I like that, but we'll see you. See who wins this mano-a-mano matchup.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we both have good numbers, I think. We have Virginia at 2. He has James Madison at 5.5. Let's meet in the middle. You know, it sounds like a good idea.
Oh, baby! On the other side, NFL Coach of the Year talk with Nick and Ken on You Better, You Bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.